Grab your popcorn because it is Dancing with the Stars Night at the Movies. What dances captivated us and who fell a little short? Well, stay tuned to find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
One day we'll choreograph. All of us have the same synced up dance. All right, guys, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars after show. We're so excited that you're joining us tonight. I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. Before I get started introducing my lovely panel, I want to say a quick shout out to all you guys who comment on YouTube. You guys are fantastic. We see all your comments. Keep doing it. Keep interacting with us. We might not get back to every comment, but we see them and we love you guys. All right, take it away, Tara.
We do indeed. We love you guys. And I am Tara Tenor. You can find me on all social media outlets at Tara Tenor and Miss Teague.
Yay! Woo! This is so exciting. I also wanted to say you guys are so incredible online. We really appreciate all the support and all the comments. And even if it's criticism, we appreciate hearing it. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for getting in on the conversation. I do have the live chat pulled up, so we are ready to talk. So woo-hoo! Come on and hang out. I am Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. So
yay! Hey y'all, it's your girl Carla Renata. I'm on all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic, and ditto to everything that my co-host said this evening. We love y'all. Keep it up. Keep talking to us. We love it. Thank you.
Woo!
Love, love.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. That's right.
All right. Well, guys, so much to talk about tonight.
What a fun one.
Yeah, this was a good, I feel like I liked this night at the movies. We had a lot of good things going, a lot of really weird wigs.
Yeah, the wigs, the wig department, I'm not sure that they should be back next week.
I agree with that. They went a little crazy, like, wig for you, wig for you. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the wigs fit. But hey, you know, we'll get to it.
Poor Frankie. All right, well, first up,
the opening was good.
Oh, yeah. The opening number was fantastic.
Val was sort of the star.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that worked.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun one. I really, sometimes the opening numbers, I'm a little like, meh. But this one was good.
Yeah,
I
felt it was appropriate La La Land. For the night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very La La Land vibe. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Val's just so cute.
You just love looking at him.
I thought it was funny when Jenna was like watching him because she's in the second row. And what I think, who was with him? Partnered with him?
Victoria.
No, not Victoria.
No.
Redhead.
Yes.
Sharna.
And like, Sharna kissed him on the cheek.
I was going to say Shania. I'm like, that ain't right.
Yeah, Shania. We'll talk about her.
But Sharna kissed him on the cheek and Jenna was like, she let her eyes were like watching, but she
that's
was
right,
in the
girl, watch your back.
It's cute. It was really cute. I thought it was a cute.
Yeah, I agree. Cute good start to the night. Yeah, and then our first dance of the night, Nikki and Artem with an Argentine tango. Their theme was foreign films. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of that start of the night?
You know what? I'll just dive right in.
Cricket.
I remember I said to you girls when we were watching it, I was like, there's something wrong with her shoe. Like, she just seems a little stumbly, a little stiff, mm-hmm. a little like she was being overly cautious.
Overly cautious might be... She was shaky to me.
Yeah.
And I think you could tell. I mean, it was a hard dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I commend her for putting in what I think was a lot of effort.
Totally.
I think that she looked nervous to me. And that made her shaky and unsure.
Yeah.
And you saw that fall with her, mm-hmm. and then he fell. That's kind of how I felt the whole time. I was like,
I think maybe the beginning, I think, Carla, you were saying, like, the beginning was maybe over choreographed or something, so she got a little lost and it threw her off.
Yeah, what I was saying is that there was that moment where the two dancers were standing on the platform,
mm-hmm.
and she went to try to squeeze between them, and that dancer girl was holding her pose. She was like, I am not moving this
not
elbow.
For you.
You're going to have to go around it, honey.
Yeah.
And so I think that threw her off. For someone that dances all the time, you just do that, you slide through and you keep it moving. But I think for her,
mm-hmm.
because she's got so much to think about in the course of doing her dance in the night, I think it threw her off and she never really recovered from it.
I agree with that.
You know?
I feel like you could see her thinking. Like, her whole face, she didn't, I feel like, keep the character as much. And I wrote down, it felt like she was cautious to me. Like, it could have been a little more aggressive. But, I mean, the judges loved it. And I know, Jeff, if you're here, I know, Jeff, you were saying you really liked it.
I really liked it, too. I will say, though, hey, guys, by the way, it's Jeff. Thanks for letting me jump in, as always. You know, I thought this was an exceptional Argentine tango. And then I watched Lindsay and Mark, and I was like, that's an exceptional Argentine tango. So, I don't know. I mean, I love the tango. And I thought Nikki had a lot of sass and a lot of strength. I mean, on those lifts, it's really tough for the females to hold their core when they're kind of lifted like that. And I thought she handled those beautifully, but she may have been a little thinky. I agree with you guys. You could kind of see it on her face. But I feel like I'm hard on Nikki, and she's great. And I really liked it overall. I think more than I have any other week with her. So good to see.
I agree with you about the lifts. They had some good lifts up in there. And he seemed to handle. She seemed to handle it very well, and he seemed to handle it very well.
Yeah, she's
the lifts were good.
We got to give her that.
But I did agree with the judges in that I love seeing this elegant side. I think it comes across better, obviously, on the dance floor. Like, it's fun to see her in a different persona, not the, like, aggressive, you know, WWE, whatever. But I like seeing that, like, feminine, elegant side. And but I think that she's still a little uncomfortable, like, showcasing that.
Right.
Yeah, the list. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh,
you go, girl.
I was gonna say they say that to her every week, though. They're like, you know, we want to see more elegance out of you. We want to see more elegance out of you. And this is what, week six, so.
But she brought it, though.
She a did, little but bit. They, but they, yeah, a little bit. I but not
still
as
feel
much
like she could.
Wanted.
You could pull more
and
from
when,
her.
Yeah. When she's strongest is when she's doing the lifts. That's why she looks, because she's used to that stuff. She's used to getting tossed around on the WWE stage. She's you know she's used strong. To like carrying her body, and that is what she's strong at. So I think that's where she can show what she's naturally good at. But
We'll see. I think she'll stay around. But the judges did like it. Lynn loved it. Shania. Thought it was romance.
We'll get her to her comments. In a minute. We'll get to her in a second.
Woo, Shania. Carrion and Bruno liked it. So she got 4 9s, a total of 36, which I think that's her, one of her highest scores.
It was one of her highest
scores. So they really liked it. So good for you, girl. All right, next up, Drew and Emma with the Paso action movie.
Guys, he's gotten so much better,
I mean, the first half, I agree with that, was pretty good,
and I was excited for him.
I thought it was okay, we're going somewhere. And then the choreo with the group happens.
Okay, but wait, let me just say about that choreo with the group. He screwed up. But he kept moving.
Very true. That is impressive.
He kept moving because he's, you know, he's not trained as a dancer to know that if you screw up, you got to just keep moving. And you know, I credit Emma as his pro in that situation to say if anything happens, just keep dancing. Going.
Totally.
So
I will say
I'll give
props.
Yeah, he seemed totally unfazed with the mess up.
But did he know that he messed up?
Yes, he knew he messed up.
Did he even know he messed up? I don't know.
He did.
He had to realize that.
Oh, but wait.
I think he knows he messed up. I will say it is impressive because, you know, even when you first start dancing, your automatic thing is like to shut down. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that, so I am impressed. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I mean, that was.
Can we talk about the lift?
It started high.
The lift, we were fearing for her life.
Oh, that girl.
The circle.
Her hair was touching the ground, and it was not supposed
like, gasped.
To be
Teague
touching
was,
the ground.
She looked like she weighed
5,000 pounds, and that he
and
was
she's
having
a tiny girl.
I'm just saying, but the way he was, y'all come well, on now, his, the way he was twirling her around, it looked like. It looked like that he felt like she weighed 5,000 pounds because it's like it looked like he couldn't even bench press her. I'm like, Drew, I'm going to need you to do better.
Yeah, it's tough for him. It's a similar lift that we saw him do.
She probably weighs like 100 pounds.
Yeah. Right.
It's a similar lift that we saw him do last week, but this... And last week we thought it looked a little awkward because he was bending his knees.
Yeah.
But this week, it just like looked like a...
Like a bad windmill.
Yeah. It was like Carrie Ann said, it looked like the dance got away from him this week.
Yeah, and I agreed with everything that the judges said, that he started so aggressively and almost like got into this character and then took it too far to the dance. Like forgot he was dancing and was like, I'm an action hero. And I was like, whoa.
And then you're like
stop slinging her arm.
They looked like she was trying to take her arm out of socket. But my favorite comment from the judges was when Bruno said that he looked like a demented killer that went wrong.
Thank you, but it's kind of true.
That made me laugh out loud. I was like, he did not just say that. Okay.
Yeah. But I agreed with Carrie Ann when she said that it looked like the dance really got away from him.
Right, because it was too much energy.
Because it started off amazing and you had these high hopes, because he has been getting better and better, but it just went wrong and didn't really recover.
Yeah. Right.
And then Shania Twain, though, was like on a whole nother...
So, yeah, so let's talk about these scores. So we got a 7, a 7, a 9 from Shania, and then another 7
I think it was
from
the,
Bruno. The Canadian comment. Maybe it's Schmooster.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, they brought that up in the package, so maybe
she probably felt like she had to give him a
maybe an 8. But
this is one thing I will say with the celebrity judges is I think it's tough because I don't feel like they're always bringing in the right ones. Like, I love when they bring, like, Mandy Moore, choreographer, in, because she knows dance. It's just like, I mean, Shania Twain's great, but is she the best guest judge for this show?
No.
And you know what the problem is? These PR people, I love you guys, and I appreciate your craft, but she's got a new album coming out, and so that's exactly why she was on the show, because she, you know, was in with someone with Dancing with the Stars, and the PR person got her on. That's how, I feel like that's how it works, right?
But if she's got a new album, shouldn't she sing the actual song?
Shade.
But I love you, Shania. I love you, girl.
Okay, let me just say, as a country western music fan, I love me some Shania Twain.
Right.
However, she had no business judging Dancing with the Stars tonight.
No, she really didn't.
Because some of those comments she was making, and it was taking her way too long to talk. I'm like, Miss Thing, this is live TV. You got to speed it up. Come on, let's go.
And you could even see Carrie Ann start to clap because she was like, okay, we get it.
She's like, uh-huh.
And... But, you know, I love Shania. Should we just talk about the lip-syncing now?
Yeah, let's just bring it up. You're like, what's
that? That whole thing was lip-sunk?
She lip-sang it, but... You know what, y'all? It didn't... The lip-syncing job was not that bad to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't seem that bad to me. Because when she was about to go there, the camera cut away from her face.
Well, that's what I said.
The cameraman did a real good job. The cameraman did her a good service.
Definitely on her team.
Yeah.
And was like, all right, I'm going to switch angles whenever.
Yeah, let's zoom out.
Yeah, the director instructed the cameraman to pull away from her face. So in that respect, I didn't think it was that bad, but I was just like,
But it also didn't sound right. Yeah. It just didn't sound
right. But she has an auto-tune flair already to her music, so I think that was like clearly pre-recorded, and I feel like if they at least recorded like a live version, then it would have felt a little bit more real. But I think that was straight from the CD.
Oh, yeah,
you're right. It was straight from the CD.
Okay, so back to her judging. I just have to say something.
Tara's like, okay.
I just have to say. So I mean, I think it's awkward though when you are a celebrity going on to judge another celebrity, because you never want to kind of, you know, make an enemy in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're obviously all in like different facets of the entertainment industry, but I think if you're coming from not a, you know, intense dance background, I think it seems like they always have a hard time kind of like throwing down the hammer or really taking a position. They kind of are like the fluff judge, which is like, is that really that beneficial to the show?
But you know what, Tara? You're being very, very kind. And this is what I say to that. If you know you are coming, and I'm looking in the camera on this one. If you know you are coming on a show to judge, then do your homework. If you've never seen Dancing with the Stars, watch a couple of episodes so that you're familiar with the judges' comments and familiar with the types of things that they talk about in the course of the dance being critiqued. But don't come on the show totally in the dark and then waste all the live TV airtime talking a bunch of nonsense, Shania Twain.
Well, like, with so many amazing alumni who aren't on this season, like, you think, what if you brought Sasha into guest judge? What if you brought Tony Dovolani into guest judge? Julianne Moore does such a good job. Or Julianne Hough. Sorry, Julianne Moore. Julianne Hough does such a good job when she comes on to guest judge. So it's like, with so much rich actual dance talent, there's so many opportunities for amazing guest judges.
But that's what I mean, though. But they kind of have, they almost have like their own soapbox to like stand on because they have the dance background. Or even if you've been a contestant, a celebrity contestant on the show, you can kind of like justify your opinion a little bit better because you can say, well, I've done this and I know what I'm talking about. But I think it is hard for somebody who's never been on the show. I agree she should do her homework. But I also think it's hard because you don't want to sit there and be like, well, I've never done the show, but that was good and that wasn't good. And you but know, you a celebrity would be like,
good though. You, yeah. She doesn't. She being a guest celebrity judge, you don't necessarily have to sit there and go, this sucked and this didn't. All you have to do is just say something kind and keep it moving. You know,
right?
What I mean?
So she just like yeah. kind of wanted to hear herself yeah, talk right. a bit. Yeah, like kind of just dragged on.
I have some comments about that, but I'll keep them to myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line, honestly, is like somebody knew somebody and somebody got her on the show, and it was a
but
nice
my thing is, could they not have just
deal,
had her sing like a little halftime yeah. show and then be done? You know that promotes her.
But you guys, maybe I she wanted to be a
that's
guest
true.
Judge.
I think
maybe she wants to be a yeah. contestant.
Oh, and this could be the star.
I've seen that happen where they brought somebody on to be a guest judge, and then later on they were a contestant.
Well, I guess we'll see next season if Shania's on.
I feel so. Like she...
Let's move on, shall we? Off the Shania train. Are they totally blazing us in the chat room?
Probably. Like, we're off Shania. Okay, Nick and PETA. Oof. Okay. They did a samba, and it was supposed to be Western, but I got some weird aviation vibes from it.
This one was bizarre to me.
The
costumes were weird, too.
And it you was know just, what?
Oh, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. Kill it.
Well, here's the thing. So, you know, we've said that Vanessa has been a little bit weird with Max. This week I got weird vibes from Nick and PETA together.
Yeah.
And they just didn't feel like they were clicking. And also, I feel like, I could just talk about this for a minute, but PETA did not look like
PETA.
She
didn't look
like a pro. She didn't look like a pro. And her, I don't know if it was that weird.
I think it was the wig. I think it was the wig and the hat.
Slash wig. And her neck was so stiff. And like Jenna was, when they were doing the group section breakdown, Jenna was here and she was here. And Jenna was like killing it. And PETA, like, head was not moving. I was like, what's going on? I don't know if she just felt uncomfortable and you could see her fixing the bangs at the critiques. Like, I don't know if she just, like, hated the outfit. I don't know. Something wasn't right.
Maybe
PETA didn't look like a pro, and I think it was not fair to Nick.
I mean, I think even in the package, she seemed off. It wasn't
wasn't motivating him, it felt like.
That was my comment, which bugged me. It's like, obviously he's, you know, not the best dancer on the show, but it's like, if you're someone's coach, you have to believe in them till the end. And he was sort of doubting himself a lot in the package, as he has at various stages throughout the show. And she kind of was like, instead of giving him a pep talk, she was kind of having him settle. She's like, yeah, well, when you forget the steps, that sort of throws it off. You're like, whoa,
yeah,
where's your pep talk?
I think she was over it. I think that was probably their regular MO week after week after week after week, with her teaching him some steps and him going, well, you know, want. Mm-hmm. And dealing with that on a weekly basis, after a while, you get weary.
Totally.
You get weary of hearing that, and there's only so much pep talking you can do.
I get that.
But also, I mean, I don't know. I think as the coach, though, she's committed. She should be committed to the end.
Right, I get that. But yeah,
she
I guess.
Was.
And I liked.
The end came quick.
I liked Nick's, you know, a little self-deprecating. I like that. I think that makes you relatable. I like that. But when you keep saying it over and over, like, oh man, I suck.
True.
Then it's like, oh, but. I don't want
to
believe
that. But then everyone else starts to believe that. So it's like, the more you say it, the more it's going to be in our head, and we're going to be like, oh, you kind of do suck, because you keep telling us and reminding us.
Right.
And you know what else I think is his problem? And I've said this before on the panel. I think in his head, because his brother was on there and slayed it, I think subconsciously that's always in the back of his mind, that he probably wanted to do better than his brother, or at least, you know, come up to some level of where his brother was. And I don't know if he's thinking that or not. I'm projecting a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that you would be somebody's brother, look that much like them, be on the same competition show that they've been on, and that's
been
not
in a
lurking.
Boy band.
And in a boy band. And that's not lurking in the back of your mind somewhere. You know
you
what
know
I mean?
He felt that pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of pressure for one person to be dealing
but,
with.
I mean,
and your wife's on the show.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
and she's doing pretty
that.
Good.
And you had a baby.
Yeah. And yeah. Ooh,
yeah,
he's got
he
a lot going
on.
But I mean, I will say, so I didn't like any of the samba, but the breakdown was not horrific. You've got to give him
for
that
sure
was,
the best part.
He was having fun. At least he was on beat. You know, he was getting down
but
with that.
But that's like what his comfort zone is, because he's was in a
so it's
band,
like he needs
so
to believe in himself in the samba like he does when he's doing that.
Yeah, and we do know that 98 Degrees didn't dance, but Still, I mean,
but like they did, they had to do at least
they,
some.
They
of the
had
like,
a group.
Like
a they had some snaps.
Y'all did not say they have some snaps. Y'all know snapping is not dancing. Come on now.
Yeah. They had some choreographed snaps in there.
Oh my goodness!
The biggest struggle for Nick all season, I think, it was just hip action. He never figured out how to move his body, and that was just even when he, you know, be hitting the moves and be in time and rhythmically. I just don't think he was able to unlock, like, sort of the hip action and fluidity that I think really separated the rest of the competitors from him. Mm-hmm. And I also got to say, I agree with you guys about PETA. It's funny. She's one of my favorite pros. Like, if I could ever be on show, I think I'd want to be with PETA.
Right. We love her.
We have that conversation with ourselves of who would you want to be with if you were on the show. But, yeah, something about the two of them, I don't know. I feel like she really thrives when she has amazing dancers like James Maslow. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if she's a really, really good teacher of, you know, maybe lower level dancers. Maybe this just wasn't an ideal partnership between people.
I think that's a really good point. I think that they did that because they wanted the couple and couple thing with Vanessa and Max and PETA. I think it just all made sense. Like for sure.
I think
branding.
That's why all of them are together.
And I think that unfortunately that worked to Nick's detriment. Yeah.
Wasn't a good personality pairing.
Agreed.
Well, and the scores were pretty lackluster. So 7-6, 7-6 for a total of 26. So I think that was the lowest of the night.
I was like, how are you going to give somebody a 6 in week 6? Like, really?
Right? Like, at that point, I almost just lie and just
bad
be like,
enough
7.
To get 6. I mean, that was kind of a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, it was rough, but I think all 7s would have been appropriate.
He has to go home. I mean, sorry, spoiler alert.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second.
What?
But next up, we have Victoria and Val. They did a paso, and their theme was the movie genre sports. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm very iffy whether I like it or I don't. What about you?
I love Val, and I think he's an amazing partner. I think he would be who I would want to be with if I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. I think he is somebody who is just so committed to his partnership and just really just it's just a really good coach. It's like fun to watch because you like translate everything he says to real life. You're like, oh, I've got to remember that anyway. But I thought that their start was good. I thought the middle and the end just got a little weird. It almost seemed like overly movie cheesy or something.
For me it was way too slow.
Agreed.
The We Will Rock You, I don't know if it was maybe they needed a different remix or something. It just felt way too slow, and there was so much you could have done with it. The set was incredible. Right. I mean, the cool hockey floor.
Totally.
I was excited for something that really was, like, visually appealing, and it just didn't get all that I wanted out of it. I also thought that the hit-through with the puck didn't... I was like, what? There was a very big wind up.
Well,
it felt slow. The
like
whole
dancing.
Thing. Yeah, I just wanted the whole thing to just be quicker and more stuff going on.
Like,
and
more
just
energy. I feel like it almost lacked energy. And I even wrote down it felt like a late night Disney Channel movie, like Cadet Kelly or something. Like that's
with,
like the vibe I was getting. Like that kind of maybe it was the choreography because I don't think she did bad. I think she did good with what she got.
Good.
But I think maybe I just didn't like the choreography.
There was like too much going on. It was a little distracting. Maybe.
Carla, and not enough at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with everything that y'all have said. I think when they threw the hockey puck at the end, it kind of took you out of the dance, and you're like, well, I don't know what's happening right now. I was a little confused. And I mean, I like the fact that they picked sports for her because she works for ESPN. Like, that was cute. Mm-hmm. I like Val, and I like her, but this dance just didn't do it for me. It just didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page with that.
But can we talk about the scores really quick and how kind of random that
Shania
gave her a 7? Like, what?
But her comments were all positive, too. And then so the scores were an 8, an 8, and an 8 from all the normal judges, and then Shania threw in a 7.
But then, like all the other celebrities, she was, like,
9.
Overscoring them.
8s or 9s
right.
or 10s.
Wait, what?
I would love to hear her rationale behind that.
I'm not sure she has one, you guys. I know. I'm not sure she knew what number she held up. I'm just kidding. I do seriously love Shania, and it was just kind of sad to see such random activity from Shania today.
I'm overstanding. I'm right there with y'all, but let's move on.
All right, next up to a dance I really, really enjoyed. T.O. and Cheryl, they did a jive, and their theme was, I don't know, if James Bond, Miss... action mystery, James Bond is what the vibe I got. But I really like this. I thought he, and I agree with what Carrie Ann said, slick and oily, which is weird to say, but just very fluid. He felt so at ease and, like, comfortable. Mm-hmm. I thought this was his best dance. What did you guys think?
I thought that they also just, like, owned the characters in, like, the perfect way. Like, she was almost, like, kind of, like, up a couple notches from him, like, energy level wise, and just, like, super sassy and, like, sexy. And then he was kind of, like, cool, calm, and collected, like, playing James Bond to, like, the fullest extent, which I thought that he executed amazing. And I thought that this was totally his best dance.
I think so, too. Yeah, the spy genre. I thought there it was. Spy genre. Yeah, spy. Yeah, thank you, group chat. You guys are the best!
Saving us.
But I think that it... I thought he looked very confident. It's just so crazy. I love the show because you see the progression.
Totally.
And he is one that, like, so clearly you can see a difference, not only in his dancing, but his personality. Like, I really like him more now than I did week one. So I think he's been really fun to watch get better. So
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I liked it. I did. I liked it. There were parts of it, though, it felt like it was speeding up or something. I wasn't sure if some of it looked like it was pre-taped. It was weird. Some parts of it looked like it was
through the doors.
Some of it looked like it was pre-taped and not done in real time. It was weird.
Did y'all feel like one of the lights went out? Or was that... I think me and Jeff were talking about
that. Yeah, the lighting was weird.
Dark. Like, you couldn't see them in the second part.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It looked like...
Pre-taped.
Because the lighting was different. The lighting was different when they were dancing live than when they went through those doors sometimes. I was like, is this pre-taped and they didn't tell us? One never knows. Do one. But I like the fact that like Carrie Ann calling him. She said, I should call you Sade because you a smooth operator. I'm like, that was corny, but I kind of loved her for that. I really loved her for saying that. And she said the dance was hot and
oily.
And they said it was a slick, sexy persona. So, yeah, this was a great dance for him and Cheryl.
I agree with that.
Here's the thing I will say. I loved it as a dance. I don't know if I loved it as a jive, if that makes any sense. I felt like like the idea of a spy theme to me is very much more Argentine tango and kind of subtle and like slick, like they said. Whereas to me, a jive is so big and energetic.
But you know what? That's what I did like about it. Yeah. I liked the fact that it was in the spy genre because you don't expect somebody to do a jive to something that has a spy theme. So that's what I kind of liked, and it made you concentrate on their dancing a little bit more, because a lot of times when they do those jives and they've got that hoppy, you know, quick, fast music, you're so busy listening to the music that you don't necessarily pay attention to what their feet are doing.
That's a good point. Yeah, I would have been curious to see what an Argentine tango looked like in this genre, just because I felt like it almost muted what could have been a bigger jive, because they were trying to be in character but also play to the character of what a jive is. That's just me. I mean, the choreography was like really, really tight and they were totally in sync. That's just my take.
No, I agree with that. I would love to see them do a different take of another dance. Mm. But the judges really liked that. So 3 9s from our normal judges. Shania threw in a 10, his first girl. 10. Oh. So they had a score of 37.
Thanks, Shania.
Shania throwing those curveballs. We don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Keeping us on our toes.
But good for him. I think he's improving every week. That she is. Okay, so, and then we had our little Shania lip sync thing, and then we already talked about that. We don't need to go back there. Anyway, all right, Frankie and Whitney, they did a jazz routine, and their genre was animation. First of all, they did him a disservice with that wig. I would like to talk to whoever picked that out.
He looked like the little thing on the, you know, the frozen vegetable packet, the little green giant. That's what he looked like.
The green giant.
That's what he looked like.
Green giant.
He looked like the green giant on the vegetable packet.
Can somebody make a comparison of that? Yes,
Googling. Look at it.
You know what? So
can we
true.
Just talk about how, like, so jazz this season has been such a struggle.
Yes.
You know what he looked like?
That's
exactly
what
he looked like.
And he was wearing that little leafy vest.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. He looked like the green giant on the vegetable packet.
Yeah. That's rude, ABC. That is rude of y'all.
He did. Yeah. Should we get into the topic about jazz?
Because I mean, I just feel like everybody has really struggled.
I haven't liked any of the jazz.
And everybody is saying that in the group chat right now. Why jazz? Here's the thing. Ballroom is a little... I mean, I'm just saying from my perspective. I feel like ballroom is a little bit easier for the average Joe on the street to pick up. Mm-hmm. I know it's difficult, obviously, but I think it's a little bit easier to teach than jazz. I mean, it takes years of training. And it also does. You're only good at jazz if you're good at ballet. And then you're only good at, you know, it's like you have to have a technical background. Mm-hmm. Like doing just throwing someone in a jazz routine, I mean, that's tough. I mean, so...
Totally.
I don't think the choreography worked for him.
That's what we were saying is... Usually I love Whitney's choreography. And
right.
I watched it and I was just, it almost didn't feel like she created
it.
Dance.
No, it
right.
didn't.
I agree with y'all. She kind of uncomfortable too. Like the whole thing just was weird.
It was just weird.
And
I'm sorry, Tara.
No, go ahead, honey.
Tara. Oops, and my boob is tearing up the microphone. All right, girls, calm down.
Tame those girls down, will you?
But I agree with y'all, and I feel like, and I agree with Teague, especially when you say, I don't think that them having that genre of dance in this season has not served people particularly well. Because every time someone's done a jazz routine, it's felt like some other kind of genre of dance, and it's felt like it wasn't, it felt like the choreographer, who would be the pro, is not really kind of on. It's just been odd, and I don't understand why, because usually... they're kind of right on top of it, but for this season, it's weird. I don't know what it is.
Right. I think they should nix the jazz. And what we were even saying when we were watching is, I'm down for contemporary doing that. And then I think they should just stick with ballroom. And then, but have they done a lot of jazz? Do y'all feel like there's been a lot of jazz this season?
Like yes.
I feel like there's been way more than normal, which is very interesting as to why. And then I love Jeff, this comment. Jeff said it was like a talented fraternity dance. Like,
yes, Jeff.
Favorite comment of the night, because so it honestly is true. It's like one of those like Greek get downs that was
the frat that works really hard, and you don't usually hear about them until Greek Week rolls around,
and then they're
out on the dance floor and they are doing it, and they've been practicing all night.
And
long.
That was Frankie,
and it's kind of funny when they mess up because they're trying so hard. It's
they
like
look like the rhythmless nation.
Speaking
of what is happening,
I know.
That knee spin. I'm still waiting.
The knee spin.
Can somebody please send us a gif of that?
That's
all we want.
Trying to get through the week like, skirt, skirt. I do love Frankie.
Not the car sound effect. Y'all are killing me tonight.
What was in our water?
What's in that Coke can over there?
But so the judges also kind of agreed with our comments. Carrie Ann gave him a 7. Ouch. And then there was 3 8s from everyone else, which I felt was appropriate. For that.
Yeah. I know. He's been kind of like roller coastering it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been like really good and then I'm just like curious to see how that pans out.
I think when you look at these scores, it feels like Nick was pretty underscored because I thought, aside from the hip action, which I just don't think Nick was ever going to get, his choreography was pretty on point, and you know, he was hitting the samba moves as best he could, whereas there's a lot of mistakes in this and out of sync choreography. And he got 3 8s. It's just really interesting to me. And I kind of, from a scoring perspective, am a little confused about that. But
because they like him. You know, when they like somebody, they kind of adjust their scores accordingly. When they like someone, you know, I think that they like Nick, but they're not in love with Nick. And they're probably tired of hearing him go, oh, I can't.
I suck.
You know?
Whereas, and that's a good point, because Frankie, every package is... I'm working so, you know, like, and he's like, I believe in myself and I want to be here. Whereas with Nick, I almost feel like he doesn't really want to be there. So maybe the judges see that as well.
Yep.
I mean, scores reflect that, obviously.
Yep, they do.
True.
But moving on to the next couple, Vanessa and Max, they did a quick step and their musical genre was musical. I'll let y'all start with this one.
Well, let me start with that one, please.
Yeah, you go.
Okay. I kind of love this one. I really loved it. And she had like that pinup thing going on.
She looked great.
She looked great. And I felt like this was the first time all season that her and Max actually looked like they were having fun dancing with each other. Like they looked like they were having a good old time. And I'm like, ooh.
Finally.
And answer me this, ladies. Doesn't it seem like almost every time he choreographs for her now, he always has her in the middle of some kind of like group dance thing happening?
Well,
what's up with that?
And that's I wrote that in my comment. I liked the dance, but I didn't like the beginning with all the other girls. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to see you sing. Like, just jump into the dance. We want to see you and Max dance together.
Yeah,
so
I don't know why he does do that.
He did it in the middle, too.
I wonder if they are having chemistry issues, it might be nice to have more people there in rehearsal, not just the two of them dealing with each other.
Totally.
Bingo. I don't know.
Totally
just a thought.
Totally, probably. And that's what I said. I couldn't even kind of get into this dance because I'm so distracted by just knowing that they have this like weird dynamic that you're kind of like looking for some indicators of what's really going on. I don't know.
So okay. I
hit us with it.
I am Simon Cowell and I'm so sorry. Just my week to be that. The skirt they fell off.
Oh, we forgot to talk about it.
It didn't really bother me. I feel like it was planned to come off during the chair section. But
totally.
I think this was overscored just because there was some technical stuff that I don't even think should have been in there. When she did the fan kick, her leg was bent and her foot was flexed, and that just could be avoided by not doing that. I don't know, hey, just saying. And then when they got on the stage and then all of the kicks were flexed feet, and I was like, oh, ouch, ouch. I just feel like maybe that there were some things that maybe just should have been either done differently or maybe not put in the dance. I do think it was a great performance, and I do think she looked more confident with him, and they had a better chemistry than I've seen all season, probably,
and
with them,
especially
too.
Compared to last week, yeah.
Yeah, however, I do think some rough. Things...
I agree with that. So her scores were 4 9s, a total of 36. And I do agree. I would have liked to see maybe an 8 in there. I don't think it deserved all 9s. I did like the performance, but I agreed there was a little bit of skirt weird things. But, I mean, I think she's definitely getting better, and it's
better.
A big step from last week, because last week was almost just, like, cringy to
that
watch.
That was painful bad. To watch.
Yeah. But next up, Jordan and Lindsay. Oh, I'm excited to talk about these two. So they did a rumba in their genre with drama. Just, can he be a pro already? Like,
he's yummy.
He is, I literally wrote flawless, like, no mistakes.
Oh, totally perfect. And I love her as a coach. Like, talk about coaching styles. Like, she's so positive and optimistic, and just she knows how to bring out the best in someone. And you know that he's such a perfectionist and is really hard on himself, but she just makes him so comfortable, and I think that that really shows.
Oh,
that's
great.
Why they're just amazing together.
I hope that they're dating. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be
they're,
so
aren't they
cute.
So cute?
She's married.
Oh, just
Isn't
kidding.
She, I'm pretty sure she's married.
She is.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
How
married.
Old is she?
Wait. No, you're talking about Whitney.
No,
we're talking about
Lindsay.
Lindsay
is not married. Is she married?
She's married to our high school sweetheart.
Yeah, she is
remember.
Married.
I'm
oh, my
so
gosh.
Sorry. I'm an idiot.
You're not
an idiot. You just didn't know.
I just didn't know. But yeah, they would be a really cute couple.
Yeah, does it say how kidding. Old she is?
See,
oh my gosh, they're
oh they're adorable.
Oh my gosh,
and she's 12.
Yeah,
and she got married at 16.
Is that so bad? Okay, anyways,
she's
in my dreams,
she's adorbs.
In
but
no, they would be cute.
Yeah, precious,
they would be.
I thought it was a really great routine. I will say before they commented, I did notice Jordan puts a lot of stress in his hands. And it's a little bit hamburgery for me, and I know Len commented on that when he did the face hand.
Yeah.
I was even noticing just at the end of his lines, there's just a lot of energy here that I feel like could just be softened a bit. So that's the only... I mean, it's hard to critique a kid like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's freaking flawless, you know? But I think that was one thing that I did notice, too.
Hamburger hands.
Hamburger hands.
I ain't got nothing but love for Jordan and Lindsay.
Flawless.
They knock it out of the park every time they hit the stage. Every single time.
Totally.
Doesn't matter what genre it is. Doesn't matter how challenging it is for him. It may be challenging when he's in those rehearsals, but by the time those lights come up on Monday night at whatever time it is they tape, he hits it and he quits it. And that's, you know.
I was pretty blown away by just the fluidity of the movement. Like, the note of you did not stop moving for the entire dance was a really good one, I thought, just because there wasn't a single moment when he wasn't connecting one rumba element to another in such a graceful way. I thought, I mean, like, he's such a modern dancer, which I think was sort of what Len doesn't like. Like, I do think he adds some kind of contemporary flair to classic ballroom dancing.
True.
I felt that with Moana as well, but I really like that. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it didn't distract me at all. I mean...
And that's funny because I know you noticed the hand, this... weird thing that Lynn commented out, but I didn't notice. I think I was so distracted at just like how he flowed, like nothing, like I think Carrie Ann said, like every movement stretched, but it was effortless. Like it didn't look like he was trying to, you know, like stretch that far. And I think I was just so distracted by that that I didn't even notice this.
But that was the only comment that they had for him, really. Right. I mean, that was it.
Just so
and
minor.
And it's like, it's going to get boring if we keep giving him all 10s.
Exactly.
So it's like, you almost have to give them something to work on, and you know.
But you know what makes me, I'm so sorry.
No,
you know what makes me nervous about him, though, is that it's always that couple that when we get toward the end, you think they're a shoe-in for the finals, and then they get eliminated. Like,
yeah, because people automatically assume
think someone's voting
that people
for
are going to vote. I know.
So that kind of makes
guys keep voting for them.
Like Simone last
Simone
season.
Biles.
Simone Biles. That's like everyone was like, wait, what? When she was eliminated around this time, yeah.
Well, the scores obviously reflected the performance. We had 3 10s, a 9 from Len, which understandable because he did make the hand comment, so total of 39. Still a great performance.
Right.
Loved it. But, okay, Lindsay and Mark. I'm so excited to talk about this.
Favorite dance of the night.
This is my favorite dance of the whole season.
I think totally it's my favorite dance ever.
And like Argentine Tango, ever. The theme was sci-fi, and just probably the most Mark killed it. The most unique choreography.
Yeah, always kills it though.
And but she also just like rose to the occasion.
She's incredible.
That
incredible
dance would have been really weird if she didn't just like kill it.
But you know what I think makes her kill it? And I mentioned this when we were watching. She's a musician. So she has an edge that some of the athletes have sometimes on Dancing with the Stars. She understands the routines a little bit differently than most people would because she's a musician. And the same thing goes for the athletes. They know that they have to do it a certain way. But yeah, they killed it.
The girl, she has to have some sort of previous. Her flexibility is
those
insane.
Kicks. Those kicks.
Her kicks
and
her
like back.
Her
and those
back
lifts.
Extension.
Her back.
Uh-huh. You don't.
When they did her head, she was like, yoga, like no one else.
No one naturally has that back extension. So that, I mean, she is impressive. And you know what? The thing I love about her and Mark, too, is like she will do anything he gives her just to the absolute 100% degree. Mm-hmm. And I think. I mean, oh, she's
and
incredible.
And I love that he just pushes her in so many different directions.
They are like, the dream team.
To
yeah,
me,
they are.
They
like
are the dream team.
Yeah, that looked a lot like a So You Think You Could Dance performance. I could see that on So You Think You Could Dance.
Most definitely.
And that was so professional. She looked like she'd been dancing forever, and she was a professional, and it was incredible, and I was so impressed.
And it's week 6. Let's just note that.
And, like, the timing, too. You know, there are so many little, like, intricate choreographed moves with like the music that if the timing wouldn't have been like spot on, it would have screwed up the whole dance. But I mean, her timing, that's where I think her music background comes in, is just like really
very
like anticipating the timing of the music. You could tell that she's just
agreed.
And some people in the group chat are mentioning, that she does have dance experience.
Oh,
which, she does?
Yeah, she does have dance experience.
Oh,
and she's
she
trained with Derek Hough for a music video.
Okay.
Well, thank you, chat room. Because the show did not
go. Game changer. Because Kara was like, she's never danced in her life. Well,
she's
amazing.
Because I'm thinking if she's never danced before, she is freaking knocking it out of the park.
Right. She's had some.
Okay, well, this now comes full circle and makes sense.
Wow. See, that's why our viewers are the best.
Yeah, you guys really are amazing.
You guys. Not leaving us hanging.
Tell us. Yeah. Well, the scores, 4 10s for a 40. Highest score, I guess, of the season.
Yes, and it was the best dance
the
of the season.
The best dance of the season. So deserved. She, oh my gosh, I want her to win this whole season. I'm saying that right now, but
it's going to be between her and Jordan.
I agree. Totally. And I want her to win so bad. Mm. Mm-hmm. But we'll get down to who went home tonight. So it was between Nick and Peeta and Tio and Cheryl. Nick and Peeta went home. I'm sure we already mentioned
that.
Kind
of expecting that elimination for a while.
I don't think were y'all surprised by that at all?
I just feel bad, though, that he had to go home
on a rough week. A rough week for him.
Because usually when somebody goes home, they've had, like, the best night of their life, and then they have to go home. That was not the case today.
That was sad.
But honestly, I mean, it's probably good for him now. He can come support Vanessa. I think he can finally relax and be like, I'm done.
Yeah, he was like, all right, peace.
He was like, I get to go home and be daddy and support Vanessa. Like, he had the biggest smile on his face. I think he was happy it was over.
I think both him and Peeta were like, all right. I know.
That's fun.
Right.
Yeah, and PETA's ready to go home to her baby. Yeah. I think everybody's just ready to chill for a second.
But okay, we'll wrap up. And real quick, predictions for who y'all think is going to go home next week. Ooh. Based on tonight. I think it might be Frankie.
I think Frankie's in jeopardy.
I think it might be Frankie.
I think Drew is in
jeopardy. Oh, I forgot about that.
Two of them.
I think it might be those two at the bottom.
Yeah.
But we will see, and we'll chat about it next week. Thank you guys so much for watching. Keep commenting on that YouTube video. We love responding to you guys. And I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. Find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette.
And I'm Tara Tenner. You can find me at Tara Tenner.
Amazing. And I am Teague Julie Panko at Teague DP everywhere. Thank you guys so much for commenting. Make sure you leave stuff in the comments. We'll get back to it this week.
Most definitely. And I am Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys. See you next week.
Thank you, guys. Executive producers, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.